This podcast is a ministry of Oriel Christian Assembly in Chicago, Illinois. For more information, please visit our website at www.orielchristianassembly.org.
Me first to Matthew chapter 2. Would you do that? Matthew chapter 2, and the title of my message is The Star and the Light. The Star and the Light. In Matthew 2, we're going to read about the star. When we go to Luke 2, we're going to read about the light. How many know who is the star today? Who is the light? Can somebody tell me? Jesus. Amen. Okay. Praise God. So in Matthew 2, we're going to read verses 7 through 11. Matthew 2, 7 through 11. Let's read that. It says, "Then Herod, when he had privately called the wise men, inquired of them diligently what time the star appeared. And he sent them to Bethlehem and said, 'Go and search diligently for the young child, and when ye have found him, bring me word again, that I may come and worship him also.' And when they had heard the king, they departed, and lo, the star, which they saw in the east, went before them, till it came and stood over where the young child was." Verse 11, or verse 10. "And when they saw the star, they rejoiced with exceeding great joy. And when they were come into the house, they saw the young child with Mary, his mother, and fell down and worshipped him. And when they had opened their treasures, they presented unto him gifts, gold and frankincense and myrrh." Praise God. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you, Lord, for this message today. We thank you, Father, for your Son, Jesus, the star that we read about here today, Lord. Father, I pray, Lord, that this word that we read, let it minister to us in Matthew 2 and also Luke 2, that we would understand what the star represents for us today and what does the light represent to us today, God. Father, we pray right now you bless this word that we're about to receive. Let every heart be open to receive what you have for us today. Lord, let insight come forth, let revelation come forth as we study your word today. And Lord, let everyone have ears to hear what you would say to the church today. In Jesus' name we pray. Everyone said, amen. Praise God. Here we read about the wise men. Praise God. Any wise men in the house today? How about wise women? Any wise women in the house? Amen. Praise God. I hope so. These wise men were instructed here to do something. Amen. As we go back and we read the scriptures here, it says in verse 7 that Herod, he called the wise men, it says here, and he inquired of them diligently what time the star appeared. Herod here wants to know from the wise men, when is this star going to appear? Okay? He needed to know. He wanted to know, Herod. We know the story about Herod. It wasn't for a good reason that he wanted to know, but regardless of that fact, he wanted to know of the wise men, when was the star going to appear? And you notice here he says he inquired of them diligently. He really wanted to know, Herod. He was diligent in asking here, when was the star going to appear? Now, today I want to ask you, as I ask myself, when did the star, which is, of course, represents Jesus today, when did the star appear to you? Amen? When did the reality of Jesus, you know, we have the star here on our tree, when did the star appear to you? How long ago was it? Maybe it was recent, okay? But as we read about Jesus today and the star, appearing in the east. I want you to think about that a little bit. When did Jesus really appear to you? Praise God. Amen. For me, it's going to be soon in this coming year, this April. It's hard to believe. It's going to be 30 years that the star appeared to me. Amen. That Jesus became reality to me. Amen. And all of us have a story today of when Jesus appeared to us. And let me ask you today, how did He manifest Himself to you? Okay, we know here, we read that He comes as a star. But in your life, in my life, how did Jesus appear to us? How did He manifest Himself to us? Maybe it was through a friend, or maybe it was through a tragedy happened that the Lord manifested Himself. He appears to us in many different ways. So think about that a little bit today as we study the Scriptures. How did He manifest Himself to you? Praise God. And also with this in mind is, because He did manifest Himself to you, how are you changed today? Praise God. That's a good question. Amen. How are you changed today? Amen. How are you different today than you were before Jesus appeared? Amen. You know, I can look at myself and say, boy, what's different today than 30 years ago? Amen. There's a lot. Praise God. I'm sure you could say the same. What's changed in your life? Amen. How many know that we're still changing every year? Praise God. We're still changing. Amen. God is still working on us, and things are still, you know, changing. Praise God. So I want you to just keep these thoughts in your mind as we read about the wise men here. In verse 8, he says, Herod sent them to Bethlehem, and he said, go and search diligently for the young child, and when you have found him, bring me word again that I may come and worship him also. Here we read that Herod tells the wise men to go and search diligently for the young child. Amen. Now we know Herod was lying here. He was not desirous to see Jesus so that he could worship him, but he really wanted to kill him. We know the story. But interesting here how he says to the wise men, he sends them off to Bethlehem, and he says, I want you to go and search, or another good word is seek diligently for the young child. Amen. Today, my question would be to you and to me, are we still diligently seeking and searching for Jesus too? Amen. Are we hungry still for the Lord today? Amen. Are we still thirsty for God today? Do we still diligently, not just flippantly, oh, I come to church because I know I'm supposed to come to church. You know, oh, I read my Bible because I'm supposed to read my Bible. You know, there's a difference than really wanting to read your Bible. Really, really want to get in the Word of God. Really want to worship God than just doing it because you're supposed to today. How many know what I'm talking about? Amen. There's a lot of people probably that are in church today. A lot of people went to church on Christmas Day because it's the what? Traditional thing to do. But do we go because it's the traditional thing to do, or it's because we really want to go? Amen. So today I want us to ponder that thought. Just like Herod, he sent the wise men away to go diligently seek the child. I ask us today, are we still diligently seeking and searching for Jesus today? I hope that question is yes. Amen. I really want to serve God. I really want to seek God today. I don't come because I'm made to come. I come because I want to come. Praise God. I seek the Lord because I love the Lord. Amen. Not because I'm supposed to. Amen. I don't come to church because my parents make me come to church. I come because I want to come to church. Amen. There's a difference. Amen. So they diligently were to go seek the child, Jesus. I pray that we never lose that in our Christian walk today as we approach a new year, that we would truly have a heart to diligently continue to seek the Lord. And you know what, today, if that's you, praise God, as it was the wise men, it said here that they were to do this, and Herod says, so that you can let me know and so that I can come and worship Him. Amen. Today, if you're diligently seeking the Lord, you know, right after that comes meaning that you are coming to worship Him. Praise God. How many came to worship the Lord today? Amen. You didn't come to see what kind of suit I wore today. Amen. I hope you like it. Praise God. But that's not why you came. Amen. You didn't come to see how the ladies, what kind of dress they wore, or how did they make their hair up. Amen. I mean, that's all nice. We should come nicely dressed and shaven and groomed, right? Because this is the house of the Lord. But that's not why you came. You came because you wanted to worship Him. Amen. Because He's worthy today. Praise God. Those songs really bring that out today. As we were singing those songs cause you to worship the Lord. Amen. Because He's worthy today. Praise God. So the wise men came to search for Him and to seek Him. And they also really did come to worship Him today, which is why I'm sure we would come to the house of the Lord all the time when we come. Amen. In verse 9 it says, and when they heard the king, they departed, and lo, the star, amen, the star, praise God, which they saw in the east, went before them till it came and stood over where the young child was. Amen. Isn't that neat how the star led them to Jesus? Amen. Praise God. It led them. It gave them direction. The star led them to where the child Jesus was. Amen. The star, or we can look at the star in many different ways today. The star, which represents Jesus, still leads us to God. Amen. Today. It hasn't changed. Praise God. Now look at verse 10. Amen. It says, and when they saw the star, they rejoiced with exceeding great joy. Amen. It says here, the wise men, when they saw the star, it caused them to rejoice with exceeding great joy. Amen. Today, praise God, I hope that we have come, because how many know we have saw the star? Amen. You have seen the star. Praise God. You have seen Jesus. Amen. And because you have seen the star, we should be just like the wise men here. That when we come to church, we come because we see the star, or we're coming to see the star, amen, which is Jesus today, and we come with a heart of rejoicing. Amen. We come to church rejoicing. Praise God. Regardless of what is happening in our life, amen, we still should come to church, how? Rejoicing, amen. And I like what it says here, they rejoiced with exceeding great joy. I mean, they were ecstatic, praise God. That's what the Amplified Bible says about this verse. It says, the wise men rejoiced with exceeding or ecstatic great joy because they saw the star. Amen. Are you joyous today, church? Amen. Do you have joy in your heart? Do you rejoice in the Lord always? And again, you say rejoice because you've seen the star. Amen. You've seen Jesus. Hallelujah. Maybe not literally, you haven't seen Jesus in the flesh like the wise men did, but one day you will see Him in the flesh. Amen. But you don't have to wait till that day to really rejoice. Amen. You can rejoice today as they did because you've seen Him in spirit. Amen. You've seen the Lord work in your life. Amen. He truly has been a star in your life today. Amen. So we can come rejoicing just like the wise men today. Praise God. That is so important today that we continue to see the star, continue to see Jesus in our lives. Every day. How many know it's not about a one-time thing? Amen. That you come to Christ and You say, okay, I realize what Jesus did and I receive that and that's it. No, you continue to see Jesus. Amen. You continue to see Jesus, the star, work in your life. Amen. As you allow Him to work in your life. Praise God. He wants to do great things in us. He wants to use us. Amen. And He sure wants to have joy in our hearts today. It's so important that we as Christians allow the joy of the Lord to be our strength. Amen. Because a lot of people don't have this joy. Amen. And God can use you to bring this joy to others today. Amen. Praise God. You know, today I come to church and I have that joy. Yesterday I went through some things that weren't too joyous. You know, all right? But even though I had some problems yesterday, I can still have the joy of the Lord today. Amen? Let me tell you what happened to us yesterday. We were going to visit my sister-in-law and have lunch with her and some of the family. And I'm on my way to Chicago, southeast side of Chicago, where I grew up for a good portion of my life, was in church there for many years, and was maybe a block or so away from Sarah's house. And you know, it was snowing yesterday. There was snow on the ground and on the street. And all of a sudden, we're driving, and all of a sudden, bam, I hit a pothole. Oh, and it was not just a little hole. It was bad, okay? I mean, you didn't have time to do anything. The car just went boom, and it came right out, okay? But I was like, oh, all of a sudden, I could tell the steering was off already. And we stopped the car, and we went out there, and the tire was going down already. So we got back in the car, and we were so close to her house. I said, I'm going to try to drive real slowly to her house and then park the car. So that's what I did, and made it to her house and tried to really drive slow so I hopefully didn't damage the tire or the wheel anymore. So we made it, and we began to deal with it. So we go in the trunk and get another tire out, and come to find out, I don't even have the right tool to take off the lug nuts. I got one, but it's not the right size. It's not fitting. I said, babe, don't we have a different one besides this? I said, I can't do anything with this. You know, you got to have the right tool. Amen? So I said, okay. It's like one problem was leading to another problem. I said, oh, Lord, I need some help. So there was somebody out there. I said, you know, can I use one of your tools? I said, you know, I don't have the right lug nut wrench. You know, I need a different size. So he went to look for one. He wasn't coming around, so somebody else came by. So I was able to ask him, and he went in his trunk, and he had a real good one. He had one of those four ones. You know, they have four different sides to it. So I said, I know one of these got to work. Amen. So I get that, and sure enough, it works. So praise God. So we begin to, you know, get this tire off, and it was flat. I mean, it went down all the way. So we got the tire out and put the other one in, and I was like, praise God. Okay, we got it in. We should be okay. So we were hungry. You know, we had gone over there to eat. So we went upstairs and ate. And I told them, I said, you know what, I want to go and see if I can get this tire fixed, because I really don't want to drive without it fixed. So I went back out there. They stayed in the house, and start the car up, and I try to put it in drive, and now the car won't move. I said, Lord, what's going on today? Amen. You know, first it was a tire. We got another tire, but now the car won't move. It's like my tires are locked. I said, I don't understand. What is going on here? And so Sarah, my sister-in-law, she knows a neighbor who's pretty handy with cars. So she calls them, and the guy is a real nice guy. His name was Jose. He comes out, and he comes and helps me. I said, this is what's going on. I said, I hit a pothole, blah, blah, blah. Tell him the whole story. So he takes the tire off that I put on. And he looks at everything. He says, boy, everything looks fine. he looks at both sides and puts the tire back on. And so we try it again, and same thing. Car don't want to move. Just the tires are locked. I never have had an experience like this before. So we didn't know what was going on. You know, he made a phone call. He knew some people, and they talked to him. They said, maybe the brakes locked up, or maybe the transmission's gone. I said, no, I cannot believe that. I said, the transmission was fine. It doesn't go from fine to nothing, you know. I said, maybe the brakes, but I've never had that happen either in all my life driving cars. Never have I seen this happen. So the guy doesn't know what to do. Both of us don't know what to do. So I go inside, and now time's going on. This happened around 2 o'clock in the afternoon yesterday. And we tried to do... I went back out there after a while, hoping maybe it would unlock. I would start the car and try again. Nothing. Nothing happened. Called my brother-in-law up, and he told me some things what to do. He said, maybe disconnect the battery because if it's the brakes, you know, and connect it again, maybe it'll cause it to work. So what do we got to lose? Okay. We went and did that. Nothing. Nothing worked. Okay. Nothing was going right. Didn't seem like anything was going to happen. Finally just had to say, okay, called AAA and came and towed us. Praise God. You know, and it was about 7 o'clock at night now. So the truck came, and I told him what was happening. He got the car and picked it up, and here we go, me and the wife in the tow truck going home. I said, Lord, what is going on? Okay? And you know what? That's what the devil will do. He'll try to what? Take your joy. You know, and I began to say to myself, you know, because I didn't know if I was going to go yesterday or not. I was like, man, I should have stayed home. Why did I go? Something was, you know, but you know that's not the way to look at it. You know, something's going to happen. It happens. And my wife was like, there's a reason for everything. Amen? And it really is. So we made it home, got the car back at the house. It's at the house, and we have to deal with it tomorrow. But why did I tell you all this? Because the devil wants to take your joy. Amen? He'll do whatever he can to take your joy. And let me tell you, yesterday when I was studying before I went out and went to be with my wife and the family and all that, the Lord gave me this message. I was so excited. Praise God. I couldn't wait to come and share some of the things that God gave me. And the devil tried to come in and steal my joy. You see? But our joy is not in earthly things today. Amen? Praise God. You know, the car, it's going to get fixed. Yeah, it was an inconvenience yesterday. It was a headache. But you know what? I'm fine. Amen. My wife's fine. The car will be fine. Amen. But see, the enemy tries to have things come in that makes us lose focus of what is all this life about. Amen. And the Christmas season is a time of great joy. Amen. So I share all that to you just to encourage you. Even the pastor goes through troubles. Amen. I do. And that was pretty crazy yesterday. I still don't know what happened. Amen. But that's what happened. So I encourage us today that we come in with this joy that the wise men had. Now I want to continue here in verse 11. Well, let me go back to 10. It says, when they saw the star, they rejoiced with exceeding great joy. And then look at verse 11. It says, and when they were coming to the house, they saw the young child with Mary, his mother. And look what they did when they saw Jesus. They fell down and worshipped him. Hallelujah. And when they had opened their treasures, they presented unto him gifts. Oh, hallelujah. Gold and frankincense and myrrh. Praise God. When the wise men saw Jesus, amen, hallelujah, it says that they, what? Fell down and worshipped him. How many know today, when you finally see Jesus, it's an experience, amen. And seeing Jesus, Not just the first time, but many times again, as you continue to see Jesus in your life, you know what? It should cause you to sometimes fall on your knees. Amen? And definitely should cause you to worship Him. Amen. Hallelujah. Because He's worthy today. Praise God. Amen. And just like they did, we continue to do today. Amen. Because you continue to see Jesus in your life. Praise God. Not just when you got saved, but you continue to see the Lord. And as you walk with the Lord, you're going to continue to see Him work in your life. Praise God. And there's going to come times that He will cause you to fall on your knees. Amen. And pray. Praise God. And it's a good thing, church. Amen. To fall on your knees. Amen. And to seek the Lord. And when you see the Lord move in your life and work in your life, it's going to cause you to worship Him. Amen. Never lose that today. To worship the Lord as the wise men did here. It's an awesome thing. Praise God. To see the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. To see Him work in our lives and what it causes us to do in us when we see Him. Hallelujah. They came to see the Lord. Praise God. When you come to church, you come to see the Lord. Amen. When you come to church, you come to hear the word of the Lord. Praise God. You come to praise God and worship God in song. Amen. You come to see Jesus. Well, these wise men, they came to see Jesus. And when they saw Him, they were humble. Praise God. Like we should be. Every time we come to the house of the Lord, it should cause us at times to fall on our knees and to worship Him. And I want you to see here, as these wise men came in adoration and obeisance to the Lord, they did something special here. It says, as they came and they fell on their knees and as they worship Him, it says, they came to the Lord with treasures. Amen. They came, they didn't come empty-handed, praise God, the wise men. They came with their treasures, hallelujah. And it says, they opened up their treasures. In the Amplified Bible, I think it says, they opened up their treasure bags. They had bags with treasures in them, amen. And it says here that as they opened up their treasures, they presented unto Jesus gifts, amen. Gifts, praise God. And these were special gifts. Amen. Remember, this was what? Their treasures that they came with. It wasn't just anything. Praise God. They came with their treasures and they presented them or presented Jesus with gifts. And the gifts were gold and frankincense and myrrh. Praise God. This was the best of what they had. Hallelujah. The best gifts for Jesus. How many believe today that Jesus deserves the best gifts? Amen. And today I want you to think about this as the wise men came to Jesus. We come to Him also today. Amen. We come to Him with our treasures. Amen. The best that we have. Praise God. That's how we come to Him. And we present to Jesus gifts also. Hallelujah. You say, well, what kind of gifts? Well, it can be all kinds of different things today. It could be gold. Amen? Meaning money today. It could be, and we receive tithes and offerings today, and I agree we should come with money to give to the Lord because we're commanded to do that. We're asked to do that. We're told in the Scriptures that we should give of our money to the Lord. Amen. Give to the kingdom. You're not giving the pastor Rich or per se to me or anybody here. You're giving to the work of the Lord. How many know that? And so we should come with gifts of money. That's good. Okay? But it goes beyond that today. Praise God. It says gold and frankincense and myrrh was the best that they had. And realize this today, the wise men knew that they were coming to see Jesus, who was a king. Amen? When you came to see a king in those days, you came with what? Gifts. Amen? And not just any kind of gifts. They were gifts of great value. Amen? So they came with that. They came to offer Jesus, even though he was a child. They came to offer him because they knew he was going to become a great king and the Savior of the world. So today I want us to think about us as we have come today to church, that we come also with our treasures, amen, with our gifts, praise God. And yes, it could be money, but what about your heart today? That, I think, is your best gift that you can give to Jesus, amen. Your heart, praise God. God wants our heart today. Can I get an amen? Praise God. He wants really all of you, but he must have your heart to really have you today. So he wants our heart. You know, the Bible tells us, you don't have to turn to it, I'll read it to you. In Matthew 6:21, it says, "For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also." Amen. Where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. Amen. Well, I hope today that our treasure is Jesus. Amen. Jesus be our treasure, because if Jesus is our treasure, you know what? Then that means he has our heart today. Amen. And it's going to be okay. Praise God. So he really does. He wants our heart today. Amen. Our gifts. Well, what can our... You say, what are your gifts? Well, the gifts that God has given to you, we want to present to him. How about your talents today? Amen. How about your abilities today? Amen. Those are your gifts. Amen. God wants those gifts. Praise God. God wants to be able to use, if you can sing, God wants to use your voice. Amen. That's a gift. Amen. God wants you to use it. Amen. Oh, so many things. You might be gifted in your ability to do things. You know, you might be able to be a real handyman. You might be able to fix things. Amen. In the church, you know, you can give that gift to the Lord and say, you know, when you have work day, I'm going to be here, Pastor Rich. I want to help make sure the church is in good shape. Amen? That's a blessing. You're giving what? Your gifts, like the wise men did, to the Lord. So you can glorify God and praise God and bless God. Amen? Maybe you're a real good cleaner. Amen? Maybe you know how to really spick and span your house. Amen? And make it really clean. Well, what a blessing that we keep the house of the Lord that way, right? You use your gifts here for the kingdom of God. What a blessing today. The wise men came with gifts. We come today with gifts to the Lord because we want to bless Him today. Praise God. God really wants just you today. He wants you. He wants me. Praise God. He wants all of us. Amen. Not just a part of us. So, you know, I give part of myself to the Lord and then the rest of me is for me. No, it can't be that way today. God wants all of us. Praise God. And if he is to have you today, he's got to have your heart. Praise God. So I hope you see that here in these scriptures today, that as they came, they gave their best to Jesus. I'm encouraging us today, as we get ready for a new year, that we're going to give our best to the Lord as we prepare ourselves. Amen. Now, I want to turn and show you something else quickly. Turn with me to Luke chapter 2. We're going to read a couple scriptures here and wrap up today. We're going to read Luke 2, verses 25 to 32. Let's read it. It says, "And behold, there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon, and the same man was just and devout, waiting for the consolation of Israel, and the Holy Ghost was upon him. And it was revealed unto him by the Holy Ghost that he should not see death before he had seen the Lord's Christ. And he came by the Spirit into the temple. And when the parents brought in the child Jesus to do for him after the custom of the law, then took he him up in his arms and blessed God and said, Lord, now lettest thou thy servant depart in peace according to thy word. For mine eyes have seen thy salvation, which thou hast prepared before the face of all the people, a light to lighten the Gentiles and the glory of thy people Israel. Praise God. Here we see Simeon. Praise God. Simeon comes to the temple of God. And they're ready here to bring Jesus. They bring Jesus to the temple and they're ready to circumcise Jesus. Okay? And now Simeon sees Jesus. And I want you to pay attention just a couple things here. In verse 30, it says, "For mine eyes have seen thy salvation." Simeon says, "Mine eyes have seen thy salvation." Praise God. Simeon was waiting to see the salvation of the Lord. And when he saw Jesus, he said, "You know what? I finally have seen the salvation of God." Amen. What a beautiful thing that Simeon, he comes to this realization. He's waiting for this day in his life. God had promised him that he would not depart from this earth until that day that he literally would see Jesus and see the salvation of God. Amen. I want you to realize today, in that same way that Simeon had to see the salvation of the Lord for himself with his own eyes, we do the same. Amen. You have had to in the past, or if you've never done it, you have to see Jesus with your own eyes and receive the salvation of God. No one can do it for you. You know, no one could do it for Simeon. He had to come to this place to see the salvation of the Lord God. It's the same for us today. Hallelujah. It's for us to see today. But you know what? When people today see Jesus, not everybody sees the salvation of God. How many know that? Many just see Jesus as just an ordinary man. Some see Jesus as a prophet. But not everybody sees Jesus as the Son of God. Amen. And that is important today. Very important that we know that he was sent by God, just as Simeon had to see him. He was sent for Simeon and he was sent for me and you to see him as the salvation of God. That's how we must picture Jesus today. We must receive him that way in our lives, just like Simeon did. Praise God. Simeon personally had to receive Jesus for himself. And today it's the same. You and I personally have to receive Christ in our life and in our hearts, just like Simeon did. And look what he says here. He says, not only has his eyes seen the salvation, he says, "which thou hast prepared before the face of all people." He says here, Simeon, you know what? You have prepared Jesus before all people. Amen. This was divine preparation. Praise God. God had divine preparation from years ago. He had planned it divinely. He had set it up that one day Jesus would be born and Jesus would come, that all people would see Jesus. Praise God. We have seen Jesus. Amen. Isn't it an awesome thing today that we have come to the realization of who Jesus is? And many more need to come to that place today. Many more. And you know what? God will use us to bring people to that realization, for that preparation. You know, God has prepared the world for this. He prepared us for it. And thank God we are one of those that have seen the light. Praise God. We have seen the light. And he goes on to say that here in verse 32. He says, "a light to lighten the Gentiles." Amen. And he says, "the glory of thy people Israel." So Jesus was that star, amen, that was sent. But he's also today, he's that light to lighten who? The Gentiles. Amen. Who's the Gentiles? Amen. He came to bring us light. Praise God. He came to give us light. Praise God. And he came as the glory of the people Israel. Praise God. You say, well, he came as a light. Well, how can I put that in a different word to us today? Meaning he came to bring us revelation of who he was. Light brings you revelation today. Amen. Light gets you out of darkness. Amen. When you go in a dark room, you have to what? Flick on the light so you can see. Amen. Jesus came so we could see the truth. Amen. Jesus came so we could receive revelation to disclose what was before unknown. Isn't that awesome today? For years, this mystery of Christ was unknown. But when Jesus came, He brought light to the Gentiles. Amen. He brought light to me and you. Praise God. He changed our whole life. Light will change your whole life today. You might be going in wrong directions, but when the light hits you, it'll change your direction today. Amen. It will cause you to walk differently. Praise God. When you have light in your path. Praise God. That's what Jesus represents to us today as the light. Hallelujah. I'm just going to really quickly read a cross-reference to this about the light. In Isaiah 42:6, it's just awesome scripture here. You don't have to turn there if you don't want. I'll just read it to you. In Isaiah 42, verse 6, it says this, "I, the Lord, have called thee in righteousness, and will hold thine hand, and will keep thee, and give thee for a covenant of the people," here it is, "for a light of the Gentiles," amen, that's us, "to open the blind eyes, to bring out the prisoners from the prison, and them that sit in darkness out of the prison house." That's what the light's going to do for us, amen. He says, "I am the Lord, that is my name, and my glory will I not give to another, neither my praise to graven images." Oh, hallelujah. He says, "Behold, the former things are come to pass, and new things do I declare. Before they spring forth, I tell you of them." Amen. Man, those are awesome scriptures in Isaiah 42. Look at them on your own time, verses 6 to 9. And then I'm going to close with one more verse from Isaiah about Jesus being the light. Isaiah 49, verse 6 says this, "And he said, It is a light thing that thou shouldest be my servant," he's talking about Jesus, "to raise up the tribes of Jacob, and to restore the preserved of Israel." Now listen to this, "I will also give thee for a light to the Gentiles," amen, "that thou mayest be my salvation unto the end of the earth." Hallelujah. He tells them here, this was prophesied years ago to Jesus, that Jesus was going to be a light to who? The Gentiles, to me and you. And he tells them here also that you would be my salvation unto the end of the earth. Praise God. That's for us today. Hallelujah. How many are blessed today that they know the star? Hallelujah. How many are blessed today to know that they know the light, which is Jesus? Amen. The star will lead you. The light will lead you into all truth today. It will give you direction every day of your life. I'm just so thankful today, praise God, that I know Jesus. Hallelujah. How about you? Amen. Let Him bless you as we get ready for this new year. Hallelujah. I'm going to ask the praise team to come back up and sing one or two of those songs. I thought those songs were just great today. Amen. That's what we sang, some of those songs on Wednesday. Hallelujah. It was a tremendous Wednesday. I know some of you wondered if we were going to have church or not. We made it. Amen. There was 10 of us here. Praise God. And it was an awesome time as we just sang songs unto the Lord and read the story of Jesus. Amen. So that's what we're going to do today as we close in service. We'll have Rose come back up and Angela. Praise God. And they're going to lead us in a song or two. And then I'll come back and we'll close in prayer. Amen. Praise God. Let's stand. Amen.